Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading the blog, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on July 17th, 2020, and it's entitled Safari Tabs Are Weird. Recently, I switched from Chrome to Safari because on a 2019 16-inch MacBook Pro, Chrome has nasty video glitches. Apparently, Apple and Google are blaming each other for the problem. My first impression of Safari is decent. Subjectively, it feels faster than Chrome. But browser tabs act in ways that feel somewhere between weird and badly broken. Here are a few of the issues I've encountered. Update. Lots of free wisdom on offer in the comments here, including some that improved my life. Tab display. On Chrome, if you have a lot of tabs, I typically have 20 or 30 open, they get narrower and narrower until completely crushed out of existence and show a little glimpse of icon and label so you can find what you're looking at. On Safari, the tabs near the one you're on are shown pretty well full width, with quite a bit of white space surrounding the labels and icons, where by white space I mean gray, of course. You can two-finger drag the tab label array right and left, and they shuffle around in a graceful way. I don't like this because I lost all my tabs at once glance. If you have hundreds open, I guess that wouldn't work anyhow. But I do like it because when I'm looking for a tab that's not obvious to the eye, it's easier to find. I'll call this a saw-off. Tab pinning. All the browsers support tab pinning these days, which is great because it enables the mighty tab trick. That's a link to a blog piece I wrote of that piece, of that name, which you might want to check out, where you park the 8 tabs you use all the time and insta-hop to them using Command 1 through Command 8. But Safari pins the tabs hard. If you follow a link off the site you're at, new tab. If you go somewhere, pin it, then press back, new tab. You can't nuke the tab with Command W. I mean, it's not pinned, it's nailed the fuck down. This can lead to weirdly buggy behavior, which this blog provokes. If you're reading this in a web browser, there's a search field up at the top right, which does a dumb, simple Google search of the blog. Now, I keep on going in a pinned tab for obvious reasons. If I do a search, the blog is replaced by a Google search output page. Fine. But that page now exhibits hard pinning. If I click a result, that opens in a new tab. If I press back, it opens my blog in a new tab. In fact, there is absolutely no way back to the blog from the search result page. I think I'd call this a bug. Left and right. Update. Check the comments for better options. I think I withdraw this complaint. You can move from any tab to the next one on the left or right. The key combo is Command-Shift-Left-Right, only in the comments they revealed it was Command-Shift, left square bracket, right square bracket, and that does the right thing. Annoyingly difficult, different from other browsers. But a lot of the time it just doesn't work. If you're in a form, or a text edit field, or really any mode that you might be able to interact with what's in the tab, you can't step left or right. I often put a couple of tabs next to each other deliberately, like when I'm editing a wiki page, and I have supporting evidence that I need to copy from. If it's in the next tab, it's easy to flip back and forth, but impossible on Safari, because if you edit, you can't flip. This one really feels like a bug. Or am I weird? Where do new tabs go? Update. Debug menu suggestion below. Verified. Note that you have to click several things in that sub menu. People on the podcast, you really want to, if you care about this stuff, you really ought to go find the blog and read the comments. So where do new tabs go? I mean tabs that are opened because the link requested it, like from a search results page or, as described above, a pinned tab, not because you hit Command T to ask for one. Safari is consistent with Chrome on this one, which is a pity because they're both wrong. They both open the new tab as close as possible to where you are, which, if you're in the middle of a bunch of pinned tabs, is not what you'd expect. I'd actually like it if all new tabs opened over at the right end of the row, at least as a settings option, because then your tabs would naturally arrive at a structure of the oldest ones being at the left and the newest ones at the right. I can see room for argument about this, but I suspect the current policy was arrived at before a lot of people had many pinned tabs, because that's where the behavior becomes confusing. Did I miss any? I wish everything just worked the same. That's all, folks.